Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're back. Overtime on 106.7 The Fan and Odyssey app. Chris Nocke, Donald Hankerson with you till 9 o'clock. Nat's coming on at 9 o'clock. First pitch, 9:35. Joining us now, Jimmy Patsos. Jimmy, former Division I head coach. Played at Catholic U back in the day. Back in the day. But currently does a lot of broadcasting, pre and post game for the Wizards on Comcast Sportsnet. Jimmy, appreciate you coming on tonight, man. Give me a, by the way, okay, here we are. We're getting, I guess we're getting closer and closer to the end of the season, NBA draft this summer. What's on the wish list for you, for the Wizards? For the draft.
Hello, Coach Nocke. And by the way, me and Chris were at Maryland's practice yesterday. We talked about our love of the NBA, but I thought you were going with the Derby because I have a 5-6-7 exacta box in the Derby with Messier number 6 winning it all. I thought I might as well get that out of the way early because it's Derby weekend, Nocke.
Sounds like gold, man. Sounds like gold. Have you done the Derby?
You know, it's funny, Chris. I've done it twice, and I actually did it with Junior Bridgman. Who had all, you know, he has a big company that has like Ron Harper and all these guys were there, Jamie Foxx. But
listen to you dropping names. It took you 30 seconds to start to drop names.
Hey, that's why you love me, Nocke. But anyways, 5-6-7 is my Derby pick with 6 Messier winning it. What happened, Chris, was I'm sitting there, and this is back when Under Armour was just, you know, we were rolling, and I was friends with Kevin Plank. I was still coaching. I happen to come, and, you know, Brady's there and Aaron Rodgers. These guys all have tables. Anyways, we're up there. And I noticed all these really tall guys. And you've been around that, Nocke. I mean, extra tall, right? So I go over, Chris, and I find this fascinating story. And anybody listening, if you want your son or daughter to be, like, in business and use basketball to get a business going, look up Junior Bridgman from the Bucks. Chris, he had gone to Louisville. He had gotten involved with the Yum Brands, which is based in Louisville. Then all these NBA guys, some had gotten in trouble. It was Junior Bridgman will get you out of it. And collectively, Chris, they own like a couple $1 billion worth of assets in like the Wendy's, Taco Bell space, Kentucky Fried Chicken. It was the most fascinating 5 hours, Chris, because it really wasn't Junior Bridgman. We remember he was a good player with the Bucks,
yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah.
he's like, it's weird. He lives in Atlanta now. This is not BS. It was the most interesting Derby for me for that reason. And all these guys, there was a lot of guys. And by the way, they all love Albert King. Because he does that in New Jersey. I think he's got like 20 Wendy's, right?
Yeah, Chris? Yeah, he's done really, really well. Jamal Mashburn, same thing.
I think, not to get off on the subject, but we'll talk about Lowry coming back and Embiid playing, and it's all great. But it was really fascinating, Chris, to hear these guys. And some of them, you know, because you know the Maryland thing, and then they're like, oh, I know Albert, or I know Block. And at this time, Joe Smith had been in the league a while, and Steve Francis. So you could get in there, right, Nocke, and then listen to, you know, just having a fun time. And David and Dana Pump were there, and they know everybody. So we got with Jamie Foxx and the actors. But they were like, the single best thing to do is give Junior Bridgman your money because he gets more and more franchises. They return on the investment, and you own the property. It was really, really interesting to see, to listen and learn, and that was my favorite Derby.
Well, on that point, you know, one of the really great businessmen in America who doesn't get enough credit for what he does and what he has and what he's involved in is Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal is, I mean, he's absolutely Midas, King Midas. Everything he touches, ring.
I think not. Chris, does he not get a piece of it? He won't do it unless he gets like a small percentage. Isn't that true?
I mean, that's the story with the Ring doorbell where he was, he had somebody come out to his mansion in South Beach and give him a, you know, like a $25,000 estimate for an alarm system. He's like, no chance. So he finds this thing that kind of a nondescript thing that was being sold at Home Depot, the Ring alarm system. He said, this is perfect. This is exactly what I need. He said he set it up himself. I'd like to see that, but he said he set it up himself, and then ultimately he liked it so much, he had his people get in touch with the guy who developed this thing, Ring, the Ring alarm system, that now is everywhere, you know, on everybody's front door, basically. And the guy ended up selling, you know, years later. And Shaq said, I'd like to do commercials for you. I don't want any money. I want a piece. And he got 50-55%, and then that company sold for over $1 billion to Amazon.
Think of that. See, these are the great stories. This is where you and I were talking about NIL, where part of that's good getting players, but maybe if you did something this, like where, why don't, instead of just giving the players money, you teach them, not teach them, because that's not, because most, you know, kids are taking business classes and stuff, but almost like something to that extent, as opposed to just handing them money. I hope the NIL evolves, and this is why I should have come in, because Chris Nocke and I, by the way, listen to the DC Coaches podcast. It's fun. There's Gary Williams, Tapp, and Gordon Austin, but we delve into these areas. And Nocke, we can do a whole show on Magic Johnson's going to buy the Denver Broncos. Is that true? Is this going to happen?
I think the issue is obviously the former owner, Bolin, passed away, and much like the Jack Kent Cook story here, that the Broncos are in a trust, I believe. And so there are people.
What does that mean? In order to cash out, you have to sell? Is that what that means?
Yeah, and I don't know why he didn't leave it to family, you know, directly, you know. But I don't know. It's a mess. And we'll get to that. Let's get back to the NBA here momentarily.
Back to that. Now we're watching Winning Time, Chris and I. Not to steal the hour, but me and Chris could do an hour. It starts, I didn't even know Jack Ken Cook, and I read the book Perlman. But I didn't know that Jack Kent Cook basically traded the Lakers in the Forum to go get the Redskins, which was fascinating. And there's Jerry Buss. And now Magic learns from Jerry Buss how to become a businessman. And we talked about Junior Bridgman. And there's another side to this athletic stuff. And it's been fascinating to see. And we'll see where the NIL goes with it. We will switch gears. How about Lowry and Embiid? We think they both play tonight, Coach.
Yeah, well, got ESPN on here silently. And Embiid putting the mask on right now. And obviously, we're at DEFCON 5, right, for 76ers. If they don't win this game, I mean, as it is, they're up against the wall. They're playing a really, really good basketball team in the Heat. But if they don't win this game, it might as well, you know, he might as well not play game 4. But it's good to see him back. The NBA's got to love to see him back. He's the most likely the MVP. The other thing is he gives them a chance to prolong this series.
Yeah, and you and I were talking the other day, and I said this to some of the younger, sometimes the younger people don't get my jokes. I'm like, David Stern would be turning over in his grave. And they're like, what does that mean? I'm like, he was the king of game 6 and 7, whether it was the Lakers versus Sacramento Kings, or how to make the Lakers Celtics go a little extra, the Celtics and Sixers for whatever it was worth. And Larry Bird, think about it. It was just a coincidence that Larry Bird and Dr. J never played a series under 6 games, right? Like, except, because the year that the Sixers went 12-1, I don't believe they played the Celtics. In other words, Bird and Dr. J, Bird, Magic, Isaiah, Michael Jordan. This was a David Stern tactic, whether he was true or not, Ewing to the Knicks with the frozen, you know, envelope. But David Stern would never have allowed the Nets to get swept in 4 when it was the highest rated
exactly.
game.
Exactly.
And this is not conspiracy theories. These are just my theories. But I truly believe that there's a way to maybe make sure this happens and that doesn't. This is the highest rated series and they get swept. Well, the Heat and Embiid, and I'm a Harden guy. I don't blame Harden. He's been passing the ball. Matisse Thybulle, when I'm going to the combine in 2 weeks. He couldn't shoot then. He can't shoot now. But I like Thybulle. But Maxey is really good. He can't shoot. Green's not making him. If they didn't give Curry up, I think the Sixers could win it all. I think Harden's playing fine, but he's kicking it to guys that can't shoot. Well, you have to make shots, but to go back to what you're saying, Chris, the Warriors, and thank God for that, and I love the Warriors-Grizzlies. It reminds me a little of when Chicago was trying to fight Detroit. Definitely they're not the bad boy Pistons, the Warriors, but now Curry and them, I love Curry. He's the face of the league. they're older. The young guys and the Grizzlies are coming. But that might go 5 or 6. The Suns, to me, Chris, doesn't look like it has a chance to go far at all.
Yeah.
If Embiid doesn't play, you're talking sweep. And the Celtics, Bucks, both you and I have agreed that could be the NBA champion, whoever wins that. But what I'm saying to you is when we grew up, Chris, or even when we, things seem to go longer series. We just had a Thursday and a Saturday with no basketball, you know?
I just mentioned that before you came on. The last thing the NBA wanted was a Saturday without a game. That's criminal in NBA marketing eyes. Hey, let me ask you a coaching question. So I'm watching this, again, no sound on, but they're showing Embiid going through the layup lines, going through, you know, shooting jump shots. He's not wearing the mask. Even though he's going to wear the mask in the game, obviously you have to with a broken orbital, wouldn't you suggest, and I don't know that you got this kind of leverage with an NBA player, wouldn't you suggest to him that perhaps it's in his best interest to get used to the mask, to put the damn thing on?
Yeah, you would kind of think so, unless maybe he did that earlier in the day. I did catch, you know, we're all catching reports, and full disclosure, I work with Under Armour, and we've had an MVP in Curry. We're dying to see if we hope that the NBA announces that Embiid is the MVP because he wears our shoes. Well, Embiid, he beats to his own drum, but he's a very competitive. And I think it was great when he came out. He was very clear. I like playing basketball. I want to practice basketball, and I want to win basketball, which was a direct shot at Ben Simmons. So maybe it's one of those things where Doc's like, you've made your statement all year that you know what you're doing. I wouldn't, like, in other words, I'm not going to go tell him to put the mask on.
Yeah.
Like, because he knows what he's doing. He's not one of those, you know,
well, he's
guys that's a load management guy. But he's a different guy, but he's a very bright guy. But he has really had a monster year, Chris, because if he plays, I think the playoffs, here's what I'm going to tell you, Naki. The Heat, I get it. Duncan Robinson's cool. Jimmy Butler, there's no doubt he's my kind of guy to coach. But I think I kind of want to see the Sixers play the Bucks or the Celtics, don't you? You're not enamored with the Harden Embiid thing, or no?
No, I think it's good for the league because it's a star-based league. And honestly, I think Harden's going to be better tonight because he's going to get more open looks. They've been swarming him. They've been throwing 2-3 guys
like
at him.
Face guarding him. Did you see him face guarding him? Like nobody. I mean, I did that when I coached. It's probably why I don't coach anymore. But or double or triple team the guy. But yeah, they were kind of face guarding. That's what I mean about making plays. But you know, when that trade was made, the Vegas odds moved. And, hey, it's here to stay gambling, so you judge stuff. They're pretty smart out there. They moved way to the top of the food chain when they traded for Harden. So,
well,
like, all of a sudden, and the Heat have done a fantastic job as a team.
Yeah.
But they don't have a star. The last team, I don't remember a team without a star knocky to win it since, I guess the Pistons, when they had Ben Wallace and Tayshaun Prince, wasn't really a star. But, like, I want to see Harden and Embiid go against Antetokounmpo and those guys, and I want to see Curry go against Chris Paul and them. I just do,
I agree. And to me, the Heat are like a really fine stew that has been thrown together. It's been allowed to sort of, you know, sit on the stove for a while and get better over time. And they haven't thrown in a lot of different new ingredients and stuff. It's worth the wait, right? And then on the other hand, you get Philly, who with all the comings and goings right before the trade deadline, you know, basically you're throwing a bunch of crap into the pot and thinking it's going to be great, right? You know, right away. And I don't know that anybody, any team can really operate like that. A lot of, you know, desperate.
No,
parts,
you know? That's why I wish they hadn't given up Curry. And I'm not just saying that because I know the family, but he's really a good player. He's a good sixth man. Curry played well last year for them in the playoffs.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He's the shooter they're missing. But he was also a continuity from last year in the good way. I don't know how that went down where they had to throw him in, but obviously the Nets were aware that maybe Simmons wouldn't play, so they said, we want both Curry and Drummond. I wish they had Curry. I wish for a lot of things, but I wish they had Curry because they're just one player short. But I'm giving you the interview, Naki. Do we got to give Doc Rivers more credit for keeping this thing together and getting them to even where they are?
I think he's the most.
Ben Simmons wasn't going to play. He couldn't make a layup last year. The whole team was turned on by the city, but yet he's got him back there with a lot of different distractions. Tell me your thoughts on his coaching job.
Honestly, Jimmy, I'd go the exact opposite. I think Doc Rivers
should have done more.
I think he's one of the more overrated coaches in the history of the NBA.
Interesting. You know,
he won with the Celts with the big three, right? He's lost. I mean, he had Kawhi and Paul George in Clipperland. You know, I just don't. I don't know what he's done to earn the. And he's a wonderful guy. And I thought he was great on TV when he used to do games on TV.
Oh, I'm a Doc fan. I've been a Doc fan as a player growing up in Boston when he was on the Hawks. Well, I remember when he was on the Hawks.
And he's kept it together. I mean, you're right. He's kept Philly together, but talent also allows him. That's a talented team. I mean, and so he's got pieces. He's got guys. I just and I don't know. Maybe I'm being too harsh on the guy.
You know, it's funny. At the end of the day, and I can go either way, he did come in fourth with the best player in the league. I mean, that's not, yes. You know, that's not, yeah. It's interesting. It's just the Ben Simmons things. And I think this, and look, I don't have any crystal ball, but I don't think things are going to get better in New Jersey before a while. I think that's going to be a weird situation. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm not sure. I at least they got rid of Ben Simmons. Look, I'm sure he's a nice person. I'm a Bradley Beal guy. He's a great person. He watches the Ravens. He likes the St. Louis Cardinals. He's got brothers that played. He coaches AAU. He's a fascinating guy. He can score the ball. He's a world of joy to be around Bradley Beal, plus he scores the ball. This guy is about the polar opposite. I've never got any good vibe from Ben Simmons. I just don't like his game. I don't really even know what he does. I don't vibe on that guy. What do you think happens with the Nets and him? Do you think that plays out?
Yeah, good question there. And there's a lot of things to play out. And not the least of which, you mentioned Doc. You know, there's a lot of people who think that Doc may be headed to Los Angeles to coach the Lakers at some point. If that's the case, does Jay Wright step in for the 76ers? There's so many dominoes.
I would love to see Jay Wright. I needed a little break. Oh, I took 3 months off. I'm good.
Yeah,
I'll take
exactly.
A year and coach the best.
I'm not burned out. I'm not burned
B.
out anymore. Yeah, yeah. And maybe Jay left. Since we're talking Jay, let's go. Let's drop down a level. I want to talk a little college hoops. Obviously, with the NIL and the transfer portal, we are in an unprecedented era right now in college basketball. Unlike, you know, and I don't know, is the toothpaste completely out of the tube? Can you ever go back to where things were in the sport in terms of, and maybe kids deserve to be paid. There's no question kids deserve, in my mind, the kids deserve some money. I'm going to go the other way, though, on the transfer portal. That was a huge mistake. Can this ever be put back to where it was?
It's a huge look. Maryland's recruiting some guys right now that they have to try to get through grad school because otherwise they can't. I'm not going to say their names, and I hope they come because they've already transferred once. And, like, it's funny. I was going to lead with you. Nocky and I were both Greek and both coached. He went to American. I played a Catholic. We both survived Gary Williams, and I mean that in the most, you know, sincere way, but it was a survival-based, you know, ideology. We love Coach Williams, but we both are been around him. You better be on your game on and off the court around Gary Williams. Well, the transfer thing, because Gary could get on you, you know, kids would have left because they wouldn't have had time to sink in or said, I can't leave, or this is a great situation, just because maybe he got on you about trying to be a really great player, which is what he made people into. I think the transfer thing, I am so with you, Naki, that the NIL, here's the thing to me, Chris. The NIL and the transfer thing, even though they're not related, are related. Like, if we're going to let him transfer, and now we're going to give them money. And I know they have to do some things for the money, or it could be for charity. The NIL, I was at the McDonald's All-American. I'm on the committee. I work with Joey Wooten and his wife, Terry Lynn. They run that McDonald's game. I'm fortunate to be on it. That was 5 weeks ago, Chris. It feels like 5 years ago, Naki. Like, things have already changed, and guys have recommitted. Guys have left. Guys are getting more money to transfer from places like Kansas State to Miami. In 5 weeks, Coach Naki, it's felt like that's already changed. The transfer thing, I hope, if it's here to stay, the transfer, I really hope they make it difficult for undergrads to transfer twice. Like, you can't just let them keep having free agency, because that, along with paying a kid, and boy, everybody's hearing about the bigs. This is what I was going to get with you, Chris, because you coach Catholic U Division III, okay? I coach at Loyola and Siena. American U in D.C., would you have taken a kid from, say, Georgetown and Maryland, Chris, and said, you're not playing much, and you were supposed to make 50 grand, but now you're not playing, so you don't make any, would you pay a kid 15 to 20, a low number, to go to a prestigious university like American?
I just don't know where
you're in the Colonial, by the way. Would you go that way, Chris?
I don't know where you find the money, though, at a place like American U. I think you're far more likely to find the cash, you know, at a higher, you know, obviously.
I'm saying 15. Would you think that's going to start happening with a small guy?
Maybe. But back to the transfer portal. I look at it.
I don't know. This thing's crazy. Combine the two things to me.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's going to end up, but I'm not sure it's going to be good.
Well, I look at the transfer portal from a different perspective in the sense that, you know, you were talking about a kid who's disgruntled because, you know, Gary Williams yelled at him, that sort of thing, and he moves on. I look at it from a mid-major level where you've developed a guy. You've turned him from you found a diamond in the rough and you turned him into a diamond after 2 years. And he's led your team and your league in scoring 22, 23 points a game. That kid is going to be chased by every Power 5 school in America. Right?
Who would that have been for you, Chris? For me?
Brian Gilgeous.
I had a kid, Brian Gilgeous, who played, a great player, played in Ken Ross, who played for Tap. Frank played for Tap.
Frank Ross played for Tap. Brian played for Tap for 1 year and me for three. And those guys would be long gone.
You had no chance of keeping them. They were going anywhere in the country, though, because they're, you know, obviously both played close to the NBA. I know Frank made it. Yeah, Sienna had a kid, Brett Bisping. You know, Greg Manning's my assistant, who's now at the Maryland staff. That's his father, Greg Manning Sr. We talked about that. All these kids that we developed at Loyola. And at Loyola, I had some transfers, like Andre Collins and Gerald Brown, God rest his soul, Amari Israel. That's different. But I had some homegrown kids that turned into really good players. Ryan Oliver could shoot the three. He was 6'5". He's now on the UC Davis staff. He would have been gone. Brett Bisping, all-league player. He's like a 6'8", four-man that could shoot. Gone. They're all gone the minute the season ended at that level, Chris.
No doubt.
That's why I asked if it was you and I, would we say, let's go get the seventh and eighth man on the bigs? And do they even want to take a pay cut to play? In other words, we could have a whole 3 hours on this, Chris. What's more important to the young men today? Clearly, it should be a degree. I get that. Playing time. Then how are you going to get to play at the next level, whether that's overseas? But if you're not playing, how do you get any better sitting on the bench at Maryland? But now I'm like, I'm making $30,000. I don't want to leave. And I don't want to use Maryland as an example of, it could be anywhere, Arkansas, Kansas State, Texas Tech, anywhere. I'm making $30,000. Well, you don't want to come to lovely American U, play in the Patriot League? Back when you were in the CAA, it was an easier sell because the league was really tough and you could get to the pros from there. But even the Patriot League, you don't want to come here, get your degree, meet people, change your identity to where you're going to be a businessman, work for someone like Junior Bridgman. But you get to play 30 minutes a game at American University, one of the most beautiful places in the country to go to school. I want to know if that's coming next, Naki, because everyone's only talking about the little guys getting raided by the bigs. Well, why can't the little guys raid the big guys?
Yeah, well, maybe so. Exit question for you, Jimmy. Okay, looking at the Wizards.
Sorry, we were all over the place, what we do.
It's okay. So looking at the Wizards, you do a lot of, you know, TV work for them. It seems to me, outside looking in, that one of the things at the top of the wish list for me is to get a point guard. Now, is that something you've seen a lot of the perspective, the guys at the top of the draft, the top 15, 20 players, is that something you would more like to find through the draft or through free agency?
That is a great question. The Wizards, if it was today, they're picking 10th and 40th.
Mm-hmm.
Tough at 40. Might be able to move up. I love Kennedy Chandler from Tennessee. He played fantastic against Longwood in the first round. But I saw him lose to Texas Tech in the Garden, and I saw him lose to Michigan. Kennedy Chandler, you can't pick him at 10. It's too high. I love Johnny Davis. I'm a big Johnny Davis guy. I think Ivy will be gone. You would agree with that, Purdue.
Yep.
Look, it's Jabari Smith. It's Chet Holmgren. It's Paolo Banchero. Should they package a guy and move up? None of those guys are really point guards. I think Beal can play some point. I really do. I thought KCP was really good down the stretch playing the two. He's not a load management guy. He plays defense. I saw Beal play some point this year. I'm encouraged, but I'm a huge Beal guy, so I'm the wrong guy. I love Beal. You got to watch him coach in the summer. Caleb Love for Carolina played for the guy on AAU. He knows the game. He sees it like a coach. Maybe Beal can play some point. But is there one at 10? There's not really a point guy. Chris,
no, most of the top 15, 20 guys are non-point guards and largely wing-type players, you know?
Largely wings, which we kind of have, because Kuzma can fly to the three. Rui started shooting threes. Rui really improved. I'm not Tommy Shepard. I don't speak for him. He's probably going to call me. They don't even be talking about us on the air, but I love Tommy Shepard. But let's face it, Chris. You got Corey Kispert, Rui Hachimura, Denny Avdija. Those are your picks the last 3 years, right?
Yeah.
They're pretty good picks. And now you got the 10th pick this year. Say it's Johnny Davis. I think you should package a couple of those guys and maybe put trade for a proven point guard. Ish Smith's awesome backup. I think Neto's contract's up. Thomas Bryant's up. I love Ish Smith, and you know him because you covered him when he was at Wake.
Yep.
Ish is really cool as the backup. Now, you got a lot of assets in the 10th pick. Now, what if we hit the lottery and go to 3 or 4? Like, it could happen. You know, that's how, why it's called the lottery. And they're due to hit. I'm not saying the percentage is in their way, but they're due to
you
hit
just
because
them.
They haven't hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they haven't hit. They picked 15th, 9th, 9th, and 15th. They've gone right on the number.
Yeah.
But there are people, Chris, out there, and I'm not saying it's James Harden, and I don't want Kyrie Irving. I don't know. Do you sign Jalen Brunson? And I, like I said, I'm sorry, we could do this all night. But as you watch colleges, did you see a guy that you thought could come in and play right away? To me, maybe you drop down and do something different where you swip some pops and get Kennedy Chandler 2022. You know, there's different guys out there. Guys are coming back. Maybe you get a guy from Dallas, from Denver, because Murray's coming back and they got cap rooms.
Yeah.
Like, there's moves that need to be made that way.
Yeah.
Or do you stay internal and try and go? But I do not see a point guard at 10 that I really like that much. And that's an issue, Chris. I tell you who I hope they sign as an unrestricted free agent is Eric Ayala and see what he does in camp. What do you think of that?
Wow, that's a wild card right there. I'd
bring him in. I'm not saying he gets drafted, but remember, 20% of the NBA was not drafted.
Yeah.
You know, like, they make it.
Yeah.
I'm an Ayala guy, but you do need someone, Chris, to play the point.
I do like the Chandler call, but you're right. Not at 10, not at 8, not anything. I mean, yeah, he's not, and I worry about his size.
Who's your favorite point guard in the Big Ten, Chris? Hey, let me give you one. How is the kid from Ohio State, Branham? He just didn't play well when I saw him. How good?
Yeah,
is he?
He's good. He's young, man. I mean, obviously you're betting on the upside there. Is last question, Jimmy? Is Jaden Ivey perceived to be a guy who can be a point guard?
I don't see it.
I don't
think Blake Wesley from Notre Dame, but you watched him more than I did. What I don't like about Ivey, and I know he's talented. Man, was he up and down, and I didn't like that Super Bowl performance.
Yeah,
you know, you've seen him more than me. Do you think he can play the point?
No, I don't. I don't, but I see him on boards listed as a potential point guard, which surprises me. But
I'd probably rather try Johnny Davis. Johnny Davis is a little like Doc Rivers combo-y, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he can turn into it, but for me, I'm saying my starting lineup's Beal at the 1, KCP, Kuzma, Porzingis, probably either Rui. And then you can see what you can happen there. But, like, they got some pieces if you want. But what Kuzma did this year and KCP, they won it with the Lakers.
Yep.
I'd throw them out there with Beal. Nobody presses anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Because that's your best line. That's your best lineup in my mind. I like Gafford. I like what they're doing. But I can tell you this. I'm going to close with this. Tommy Shepard's done a really good job in 2 years of cleaning up a lot of messes and a lot of extracurricular, like, cap room money problems. They're as free and clear as they've ever been. So let's go get one more great player and see if we can get back in this playoff mix.
That is something you and I can agree upon. Thanks for the time, Jimmy. Really appreciate it.
You're the best, Chris. Thanks.
Enjoy the weekend.
See you.
All right. Jimmy Patsos. And he does such a good job, you know, doing the Wizards stuff. And Donald, can he go or what?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But I love his energy, though.
Yeah, he can go.
I love it.
Yeah, and he loves him some ball, too. He's... Every time I go somewhere, you know, whether it's a Maryland practice or whatever, it seems like Jimmy's there or scheduled to be there. You know, I rarely beat him to any of these things either. All right, we got to pay some bills here. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about a Jason Lockin for a piece about the NFL. 10 bold predictions for next season, which some of which are very, very interesting. All right, Donald Hankerson, Chris Nocke with you. The name of the show is Overtime on 106.7 The Fan. An Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, back here, 106.7 The Fan and Odyssey app. Chris Nockey, Donald Hankerson with you. Overtime's the name of the show. Thanks to Jimmy Passos for joining us on an extended segment. All Jimmy, all the time. Steve Buckhance joins us at the top of the hour, former Wizards play-by-play guy, 22, 23 years with the club, but also used to work, obviously, at Channel 5, well-known guy around town, and still a guy that you see at all sorts of sporting events around here. Philly has jumped all over Miami early in this game, 16-8 advantage for the Sixers right now, and Miami struggling to score just a little bit early on. Jason Lockenfour does a really nice job writing on the NFL for CBS Sports, and he came out with an article, I believe it was today, and it was basically a prediction, 10 predictions for next year's NFL season. 10 bold predictions, I guess, is what he said in his in the headline. And some of them I think are fairly obvious and not really hot takes. One of his takes was that Deshaun Watson will play fewer than 8 games. I mean, obviously the hammer's about to fall, I think, on Deshaun. NFL has to do some of that. Browns will eat $12 million of Baker Mayfield's contract. They're going to have to do that largely because there is no market for Baker at this point in time. Patriots are in trouble, and that's one of his takes. And I think that's true, especially after the draft they had. But one of the things he had, which I thought was really interesting, was his prediction, Donald, for MVP of next year is Russell Wilson. And, he's not breaking any news to suggest that a quarterback is going to be MVP. That's just what happens. Well, whether it's Brady or Rodgers. Rodgers won a couple, obviously. But his point isn't so much that, that Russell Wilson is a guy in his prime. But his point is that he will now have the shackles taken off of him, the Pete Carroll shackles. Denver has a new quarterback, Nathaniel Hackett comes over from Green Bay, and Lockenfour's whole premise, his whole thesis, is that Hackett is going to skew everything towards Denver's passing game, and that it was never that way in Seattle. And as a result, he's just going to get a hell of a lot more opportunities to throw. Now, obviously, one injury, for instance, this year, Wilson had that terrible ring finger fracture on his throwing hand, and I think he missed 6 or 7 weeks for sure. So one injury derails all that. But it's a pretty good take. I like it. And Lockenfour, obviously he covers the league on a regular basis, but it got me to thinking, well, if Russell Wilson is his pick, who's Vegas picking? Because you can bet on this already, Donald. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're on it.
So who's Vegas picking? I got it here.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. You have any? Who's your? I mean, you're obviously at the top of the list. You round up the usual suspects, right?
Right.
Brady, Rodgers, Mahomes. But the number one guy? Josh Allen.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and that's a consensus, really. They've improved the receiving core up there. He's a terrific player as it is. Allen at plus 700, Mahomes, followed by Brady, Rodgers, Herbert, Burrow, Stafford, Prescott before Wilson, which surprises me. I mean, I thought the bloom was off the deck rose a little bit in terms of the perception. Now, never give up on a guy that young, that talented. And he's also got a core of guys. He's got guys to run the ball. He's got, certainly got wide receivers, even with the trading of Amari Cooper. He's got guys. He's got plenty of guys. So it surprised me a little bit that Wilson is that far down the list on most of the Vegas boards, particularly with given Lock and Four's rationale, which I think is pretty sound. You can tell me, Donald, who the first non-QB is on that Vegas board?
I don't know.
The King, Derrick Henry.
Makes sense, yeah.
Jonathan Taylor, you know, right behind him. Those are really the only non-QBs on the board.
Yeah, I guess Henry didn't come to my mind just because of him, you know, the injury and things like that. Yeah.
I think this time last year, I think Chase Young was getting some love on the boards as a possible MVP candidate.
Yeah.
I looked pretty far down the list. I did not see any defensive players on there. But, and so you could, I mean, if one were to win one, I don't know where you would go with that one, you know, but it's kind of interesting. And this is all fun, you know, and I respect Lock and Four. That's the one, that's a pretty sound pick right there, obviously, you know, with a Russell Wilson looking to sort of, not that he has to regenerate or rejuvenate his career, because he's still in his prime. Most Hall of Fame quarterbacks don't get traded in their prime a lot. Right? I mean, that's a rare and unusual occurrence. So to have him in Denver, I mean, what a win for the Broncos without question. All right, got a couple things we want to get to before the top of the hour. Steve Buckhance joins us at 8 o'clock. Chris Nagy, Donald Hankerson. Name of the show is Overtime, 106.7 The Fan and Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back. Navy Yard area, right by Nats Park. Chris Nagy, Donald Hankerson with you till 9 o'clock. Nats coming on. Nats getting ready to take on the Angels out in Anaheim. And, you know, it's interesting, Donald. There are certain guys who transcend their sports. And, you know, you, you got the Tiger Woods, obviously, in golf. You got all the, you know, LeBron, still, I think, in the NBA is that guy, one of those guys. The legend of Shohei Ohtani lives on and on and on. It just gets bigger and badder all the time. His performance at Fenway Park was one that had everybody kind of wagging their tongues a little bit. So he starts as a pitcher and gets 11 strikeouts. Not bad, right?
Yeah.
He also is a hitter. It's a 100-mile line drive off the Green Monster, 380-foot single.
Mm-hmm.
And for anybody who saw it, I mean, it was an absolute laser, a bullet. And Joe Maddon had some interesting quotes after the game. And his quote was, don't take this for granted. This is Joe Maddon who, I think Joe can be a little bit of full of Joe. There's no question about it. But his quote is, you just don't ever take this sort of thing for granted in terms of the level of performance. In fact, let me pull up his exact quote. I hope you don't start taking that kind of thing for granted, like it's old hat, Angels manager Joe Maddon said of Ohtani's skills. It's just so unusual. It's otherworldly on this level of this game. And it was an 8-0 win for the Angels. This is on a team with star power, and he has eclipsed everybody, including the guy who everybody thought was the player of his generation in Mike Trout.
Yeah, it's amazing, and obviously he gets a lot of comparison to, like, you know, a Babe Ruth and things like that. And obviously we, you know, none of us were able to see that. And just, you know, to see what he's done and, you know, to draw those type of comparisons to such a legendary figure, and those who are historians of the game saying that, you know, they've never seen a player, there's never been a player like Ohtani, it's truly amazing what he's done. And then to your point, on a team that's, you know, pretty stacked, you know, he's not out there alone. So yeah.
17-10 right now for the Angels. Obviously a nice turnaround from last year. Last year was a bit of a lost season for them, given some of the injuries that they had, particularly to Rendon and to Trout. I'm sort of torn by, you know, I like baseball. I've always been a big fan. And I love the World Series. I love October. I love the postseason in baseball. I think there's a lot of drama to it. I just really am hopeful that we're not looking at a Yankees and Mets World Series. That's just the fan in me. I've got no love and I've got no love largely because I'd be happy to see Max Scherzer be successful. That would be the one subplot in this that I would be cool with. But the whole notion of having the payrolls, the bloated payrolls that they do, and the same thing, you know, while I can't stand the Dodgers, I do like the dichotomy of the bi-coastal series. You know, the notion of like a Yankees Dodgers.
Right.
And not just because they're the two marquee teams in the sport, just the nature of East versus West, Celtics versus Lakers.
Right.
It's the same sort of a notion. But damn, would baseball love that? A Subway Series?
Oh yeah.
I mean, I don't know if America would love it. I mean, does it sell in Oklahoma City? I don't know that, but ESPN, you know, the whoever would be showing it, whether it's TNT or ESPN or whomever, Fox, it would be Fox, who shows the World Series, of course. They would lap that up with a spoon.
Yeah, but to your point, I guess, you know, yeah, regionally, you know, I'm thinking, you know, with the scheduling of the games, those who are out on the West, they're going to have to wake up super early probably, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the timing of the games as well.
As it is, they time it so, it, unfortunately, and all pro sports do this now, where kids can't watch it because they're on so late for kids on the East Coast, not on the West Coast, but which is really unfortunate. But I just don't. And by the way, on that note, it'll be a World Series without Joe Buck.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, and how many in a row has he done? 16, 17 at least?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
You know, with various partners. And He has become, I mean, for that matter, he's not doing the Troy Aikman gig either. You know, the whole CBS, you know, the matinee game, the 4 o'clock, 4:25 game, or the big game for CBS. Mm-hmm. So, or for Fox rather, excuse me, not CBS. But it'll be a different animal. I watch the Yankees win, reel off 11 in a row. I see the Mets have a miraculous comeback to win a game. And there's a part of me that thinks, damn, we have to really go through that this year. And I don't know. I've never really hated either team. I don't know. I'm not buying the Subway Series. In fact, the whole interleague play that they do, you know, and the fact that those guys play each other every year during the course of the season.
Right.
That's enough for me.
And that's all you need
to
see.
I'm totally good. Yeah, I've got I got my fill at that point in time. All right, when we come back, Steve Buckhance, and I don't need to go over his resume. Most Washington fans know Steve well, and Buck's been around here forever and a day. He grew up in Arlington. He toiled at some minor markets before coming to D.C. as a Channel 5 guy on Fox 5 and spent some time there before, very successful guy. By the way, he was the guy who broke the news that Joe Gibbs was retiring for the first time. And that was big news indeed. That was back when people actually cared about the football franchise in this town. But Buck, I spent 22, 23 years with the Wizards and did a great job there. Should still be doing those games, actually. But anyway, we'll get a chance to visit with Buck. Nats coming up at 9:05. Nats pregame at 9:05. First pitch, 9:30. Chris Nockey, Donald Hankerson. The name of the show is Overtime. 106.7 The Fan and Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.